15, otherwise known as the playoffs. By now, the best are ready to rise to the challenge, while the rest wallow in self-pity. They say the best things in life are free. I say the best things in life have a cost. The best things come with hard work, perseverance, and commitment. The best things in life come after you've exhausted all the options and have to take a stand with only your determination. The best things come to those who don't sit around and wait, but hear the battle cry and take charge. Falling headlong into the abyss, trusting that everything up to that point will solidify victory. The best things come to those who strive for perfection and build on imperfection. The best things come to those who truly believe in their heart of hearts that they have what it takes to be a champion. They're sold out to the cause and never relent. The best things come when we hold on, even when all hope is lost, and will our way to the top. This is the playoffs, week 15, fantasy football. This is what we work for. Stay true.
This is not just a game anymore.
Either we heal as a team, or we're gonna crumble.
It's not about winning.
You cannot be afraid to lose.
I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game.
You play like that, we cannot be defeated.
So what? That still doesn't make us good football players.
Wait a second, guys. Whoever said you had to be good to play football?
Everything y'all done to this point
means nothing if you lose yourselves.
You don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
We have to be ourselves.
But it's not about what I see. It's about what you see.
Now it's time to see who has the heart.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
Follow me. Walk with me out into that field.
I want you all over that ball like a fat kid on a cupcake.
It's their rink, it's their ice, and it's their fucking town.
But you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourselves
Ducks.
Ducks fly together!
Pain heals. Takes dig scars.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
We have the opportunity to play like gods for the next half of football.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
If you can do that, gentlemen.
We will be perfect.
For a bunch of Mexican baseball players, that ain't too bad.
In Massachusetts, this is the Big ATDs podcast with your hosts Scott and Darren.
This Sports Minute is brought to you by the Clogged Toilet. If you're looking to set that giant pile of dung free, don't forget, you can always count on the Golden Plunger. Hold on to your A-Cup, Scott. The showdown between the two biggest losers is right around the corner. Phil can only voodoo the prosthetic leg chick he went down on as a young boy. He is going to have to take his own leg off this time to dance. Ah, the holidays. A time to reflect on the joys of life. also a time to reflect on the more unfortunate, like the homeless guy, who merely prays his balls don't bleed out and he doesn't freeze to death tonight. Hang in there. My winners this week in the all-important winners bracket are Justice for Eric Garner and What You Gonna Do, Brother. In the losers bracket, Your Mother's Gunt and Burn This Mother Down. If you pour 4 ounces of liquid into an 8-ounce glass, your glass is half full. Enjoy the games. I'm Douchebag Jeff.
Alrighty, welcome to the podcast. My name is Scott. My lovely and talented co-host Aaron is on assignment on the couch watching football. That's because we're late getting this podcast out. We had some technical difficulties this week, but we'll get it finished up and published anyways. So just the standings after last week's games, the lovely and talented Aaron does remain in first place with 11-3, followed quickly by Grandpa Phil with Dead Man Walking at 10-4. Next in line is a tie with 7-7. That is What You Gonna Do, Brother. That would be a.k.a. Homeless Guy Keith. And then, of course, Commissioner Stacy. I'm not going to say the name of his team, but 7-7 as well. Next up comes DB Jeff with Your Mother's, and he spells it differently. Trust me, what you thought you heard is not what you heard. He's at 6-8, tied with myself at 6-8 after a devastating loss last week. And then, of course, the last two, who really cares? So the playoffs begin this week, everybody, and that's a pretty fantastic event to happen if you're in the winner's brackets. Quite honestly, the rest of us don't even care. So looking at the playoff brackets and the matchups this week, of course, the lovely and talented Aaron is going up against Commissioner Stacy. Commissioner Stacy's out for vengeance for a year ago. In the second bracket, we have Homeless Guy Keith going against Grandpa Phil. Grandpa Phil executing with the voodoo as much as he can at this point. In the loser's brackets, I know there's another name for it, but that's quite frankly what it was. I was literally going to throw the game. I didn't quite, honestly, didn't even care at this point, but it is going to be DB Jeff going up against Team Lions, which will be Wyatt, and then myself going up against Travis, and we'll have to see how that all works out. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment. We had a couple of special guests this week. Not only did we have Commissioner Stacy on the phones with us, we also had Homeless Guy Keith, who called in from a disposable cell phone that we take to a mailbox for him. Also had a surprise appearance by the actual real Grandpa Phil. Why don't we go ahead and go to that call? We'll be back after this. All right, welcome to the podcast. We've got a couple of, Aaron, how would you describe the two that we've got on the phone here?
Mentally disoriented people.
Mentally disoriented. One of them. So we've got on the phone lines here, we've got Commissioner Stacy. Commissioner, you want to say hi?
Hello, how are we? What does mentally disoriented mean? Is that even like...
We'll get to your... You know, Stacy, just quit. We'll get to you in a second. And we have someone that I actually hold in very high regard and esteem that I'm going to call is going to win the playoffs and be the champion of the big ATDs. That would be Homeless Guy Keith, the man who is winning against all odds. Homeless Guy, how are you?
I'm awesome. Look, here's what happened. Scott beats Aaron. Phil beats me. Phil beats Scott. I want to go right to Wyatt Gate. I want to go right to the biggest controversy of 2014. I want to go to the great lineup scandal of 2014. So all that's over with. 1, 2, 3. You guys caused it. You created it. You were in the middle of it. You ended it. So go.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
No dead air. Let's go.
Yes.
You got something to say, Stacy? Stacy, tell me, Wyatt Gate, I'm assuming, Keith, what you're talking about is we kind of took over his team on the last game to run it by committee, and actually Aaron set the lineup, and then Stacy didn't follow his instructions and set his own lineup anyway. So there's still even greater controversy to consider.
What?
Aaron, is that true?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it, dude. I knew it. See, there you go. There'd be more controversy. So go on. Stacy, so you guys thought you had to set his lineup. Why?
Because he hadn't checked his team in 3 weeks.
Okay, so why didn't you feel the 2 weeks before that he had to set his lineup?
At the time that I raised the concern, I wasn't aware he had gone 2 weeks. When we found out he had gone 2 weeks and this was the third week, I really didn't care at that point. But
you didn't care at that point about those previous 2 weeks, but you only cared about this week because it affected you, because you had a potential at that point to possibly make the playoffs. To possibly make the playoffs. Because you had been scabbing all of his players at the bottom of the barrel because he had not picked up anyone off the waiver wire until the third. So you were scouting all of his players, and it meant nothing to you.
Those trades were fair. Those were fair trades. I got. What did I give him? Breeze and Steve Smith.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the trades. I'm talking about the trades were horrendous. You traded him Breeze and Graham for like Matt Prater. And he's like, Aaron.
Aaron's the one that raped him. Aaron, defend yourself.
I don't rape. I do not. That was a clean trade at the time.
It is not trade rape, but it's trade sodomy. We agreed on this. It's trade sodomy. We do not discriminate based on anything. It's sodomizing. So
No. I set Wyatt up nice.
So when you thought it was going to benefit you, you raised all kinds of hairy hell, according to Scott Wren, about how this lineup must be set. When you found out that since the 3rd of November he hadn't picked up anyone off the waiver wire, you went silent, and all of a sudden you said you didn't care because you did not have all the facts before you got so worked up about that.
Whoa, that's where I'd have been right there. Let the commissioner shed some light here. That's not how it happened at all, Mr. Homeless Guy. Aaron.
Well, this is how it was fed over to me because I'm homeless. I use burners and I don't have an Apple phone to follow everything. So,
Aaron, you got a cheap phone.
We'll see. You have your own opinions about Aaron. That's fine. I think that Phil Rivers, who was in the trade, was very good at the time he traded him. So Aaron traded. He sold high. I commend the young lad for it. I mean, the old lad. He's 18 now. As for how this receivership of Wyatt's team went down, Scott backed off of it well before we decided. And he said, well, you know what? Everyone else had to play him, so that's fine. We're all set there. And then later on that night, after the podcast, I found out from a reliable source, a Stacy source, that in fact, Wyatt hadn't changed his lineup for 3 weeks. And that's when we made the decision. It wasn't anything what Scott said. It's the information we found out after the fact. So
now
I was fed the wrong bill of goods on that.
Now wait a minute. I was going to start this podcast treating Stacy like dirt and commending the homeless guy. But you know what? I think it's going to have to flip the tables now because he came out full of salt. And Stacy just defended me. He says, Stacy, you're all right. You're all right. Even though I think your team sucks and I think you've got a total messiah complex. I think you're okay.
Well, I'm walking on water right now.
The terms of me being docile when presented with what option I wanted to happen to make Wyatt and what we should do about his team were very clear. They were, one, you guys do what you want to do with this team. Two, I get to go on the podcast and get an explanation. That was it. This is not coming at you. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how this could possibly happen. I'm trying to wrap my brain around how the people at the bottom took advantage of Wyatt week after week because he didn't pick up. You didn't pick up anyone from the up anyone from the waiver wire for a month and a half. But Scott, you picked up number one waiver claim after number one waiver claim, and your phoenix-like ascension straight up from last to potential glory in the playoffs, and then you have the nerve to say a word. Aaron goes through. Aaron's just hell bent for leather. He wants to like make trades with Wyatt and pick up people off the waiver wire now all of a sudden when he's in charge of picking it up, which I don't understand, which I won't get a clear, concise explanation out of. There'll be no logic behind it, so I'm not even going to bring it up. So that's all it was I just wanted to hear it. I just wanted to hear from your end, Scott. It actually clears up a lot for me because it was actually flip-flopped. I thought you were upset about it at first and then you were okay with it once you found out there was logic out there. And that he hadn't done any of that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad we're all at a good, safe place. And the safe word is unicorn, Stacy. So unicorn tells us that we're all in a good place right now, right?
Unicorn.
Unicorn. Okay. I love when you hold me tender. All right. So, hey, let's shift gears because Jeff is screaming and hollering. DB Jeff is screaming and hollering about the fact that Stacy is actually in the playoffs. And I'd like to address that fact that the guy who has – let's just kind of look at the stats here. What's the name of your team this week, Stacy?
Grit.
What is it? Grit? No.
Grit, determination, sweat, balls.
Shut up. So for point four –
Are you hustle, loyalty, or respect this week, or what is your name?
The guy's on a losing streak, two-game losing streak, has an incredible, a very low amount of points for, and has a massive amount of points against, and yet he's in the playoffs. I don't know. How do you explain that, Stacy?
Well, I started the right players in the right week. Some weeks I got blown out,
like
but, you know, I fought through it. I fought through it, and I persevered.
He's repeating himself.
You know? My team is a picture of perseverance and just winning. Winning. Oh, hey, what's up with Beastbag Jeff's team name? I just saw that. Sorry.
What?
You didn't talk about offensive.
We can't even say that, I don't think. Because
oh, my goodness. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Stacy?
What's his name? I just woke up. It says your mother's gunt.
Oh, great. Now I got to bleep that out.
Mother's gunt.
Not there's a difference.
Oh, God, come on. You know, the more you do that, the more
G.
I hit it.
Oh,
well, it's
boy.
It's going to be a long day.
With a G, not a C. A G.
A G.
Stacy, continue. Stacy, you have anything else to say?
About?
I don't know. You being a total mastermind, something. I don't know.
Right players on the right week. I know.
Right players.
Right players on the right week. Played weak opponents at the right time.
Yes.
Fantastic managerial positioning and slot filling and fantastic work of the waiver wire. That was pretty much what he was saying. But thank you.
And I would say
you're welcome. Well, you have been exposed to Aaron a lot, so that kind of that seeped into you. So I think that's what you were saying.
I am the best.
Better than all the rest.
Aaron, defend yourself, son.
Well, I'm happy they put me on a high pedestal, so I won't disappoint.
Of course. Are you
still
in bed, Aaron?
There it is.
Actually, I kind of am, but I'm always here to defend myself.
He's doing the podcast in his underwear, just so you know.
Nice. Aquaman underoos, like I imagine.
Like you
like to imagine
about
that.
What you said?
They're big.
I always picture you in Aquaman underoos there, and I'm like, ain't no water around here, boy. Nowhere to run to.
Aqua team, assemble!
Oh, man.
Oh, poor Aaron. So Aaron turned 18 yesterday, just so both of you know.
Hooray!
It's legal now to sexually confront him and do whatever you want.
Don't tell Keith that.
What is up with you and your phrases today, Scott? Is sexually confront?
I was going to say molest, but that's still not legal. So.
that's 19. Well, 18, he is. Your son is old enough to be sexually molested with parental consent. At this point,
actually, in Georgia,
I know you already wrote that letter, Scott, made like 1,000 Xeroxes, and here you go, Aaron.
Aaron, go
Your
get
Honor.
It.
No, Your Honor, it was not sexual molestation. It was simply a sexual confrontation.
Sexual confrontation.
I give up. I don't know what to do with you guys.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
Oh, thank you.
Speak up, son.
Thank you.
Speak like a man.
I'm still laughing.
Okay, never mind.
Gosh.
What else do you guys want to talk about? Because I'm kind of out, you know. I really don't care, to be honest with you. I haven't even looked at my lineup yet this week.
I want to talk about the playoffs.
All right.
I want to talk about the lineup with Wyatt that you say still wasn't fair that Stacy didn't do correctly.
Yeah, you know. Whatever.
Because he wouldn't pick someone up off the waiver wire?
Yes. No, because he didn't do anything. The kid's out there not even participating. Stacy won. you know, at one time, we were all like, get this kid out of here.
No.
And then we were going to bring in a sub. I don't even know if I have to wear this, but he's going to fight.
Scott, Aaron still has a problem with Stacy, how he set Wyatt's lineup. I want to know what that problem is.
Well, Aaron said pick somebody off the waiver.
Everyone
said get off the waiver that he didn't pick up.
Jarvis Landry.
And what did Jarvis Landry even do?
He didn't do well, but that's not the point.
Oh, what is the point then?
That Stacy said, I have control of the lineup.
So everybody stop. I have a special announcement.
And he didn't. Oh, screw your announcement.
We have a special announcement. We have a special guest.
You didn't clear this with me, Stacy. Are you dead? What's going on?
Morning, gentlemen.
Confrontation.
Who's that? Is that Grandpa Phil?
Voodoo!
It's Grandpa Phil!
When the voodoo comes!
Voodoo. No! We're home.
Voodoo on you.
Arch nemesis, Voodoo Phil!
Wait a minute. Was Phil in bed with Stacy? Is that what's going on?
Hey, happy Christmas wishes to all.
Oh,
hey, Phil. Aaron turned 18 yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you hear me? Young Aaron turned 18 yesterday. He made it through to 18. Throw him out.
Throw him out. I'm trying. I'm really working on that.
That's easy. Make the kitchen bigger.
Get to work, son.
Phil, I picked you to beat me this week, and you to take it all. I just wanted to lay that out there for you.
Yeah. Aaron's got a challenge ahead of him.
With Scott or with you?
No, it's with Scott.
Call that a challenge.
I threw Scott out there to win, too, so...
Well,
I know.
It's like,
that's why you guys are not in first place.
Jamal is, it's whatever happens at the end. Jamal is on, he's going to be window dressing this week. And Niles is going to be taking the workbook.
Yeah, Charles is fine. The coach already came out and said, Charles is fine.
I know. Like you can believe the coach. The coaches are smoking mirrors, so they don't want anybody to know anything. But you know, my sources tell me that Jamal's going to start and he's going to sit. So I think I'm going to start Davis this week, just to make it interesting.
What kind of sources do you have? Salem Witch Trials?
I went right to Kansas City. And I read the newspapers there.
He got on the airplane, flew to Kansas.
No.
News.
No,
yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know?
He didn't know that the Kansas City journals or whatever they are available online. He flew there.
Phil's old school, dude. He's still alive.
I got the paper. I take a picture of it. I got it in my car on the seat.
He spends all week preparing, all week, literally driving from stadium to stadium.
To win by three.
To win by three.
And actually, it'll be four after the stat correction, right?
Yeah, it was four before, five after.
That's what happened to you last week, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? You were losing?
No, I was still winning. They just dropped me 7 points.
They dropped you 7 points. You only won by one.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not as great as you think you are.
I am fantastic. My team came up clutch.
Oh.
Clutch.
Keith, right to us, will you?
What? Lucky.
Homeless guy?
He can't rest.
Yes, I'm here.
He's in third place.
He's going to win it all.
Keith is...
Yay! I don't think so, because let me tell you something. Every time you you bunch of hens get together and start saying that I'm going to win, I lose every single week that you're on me. So
you figured that out then?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I know Phil like pushed some of that voodoo on you that you have. So I like it better when you pick against me. I do much better. But yeah, I would love to take it all, but. kind of like DB Jeff, but it's,
Ellington.
Ellington, that's sports hernia. Thomas, questionable. I mean, I got my key dogs going down, or some of them. I still got Baby Bell running like a mofo. But other than that, it's basically this, however the Steelers do and however the Denver does. And, I mean, Denver now has a running game. So.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Peyton with it, too. So I'm left in a position. What do I do? Do I start Thomas and Sanders and Thomas, or do I throw in one of the Jeff Scrub running back backups? Because I don't really want to put it on Sanders and Thomas, even though most of the season that would have been okay. But at this point, you know what? I can't afford to lose, obviously, and, you know, have Peyton do nothing. I don't think he'll do nothing. He'll continue to be up there, but tell me how brutal last week was to you, especially Scott. I mean, that was just that was nail in the coffin, man, right there.
Well, it was brutal because I mean I was getting all kinds of points out of CJ Anderson, which was a great waiver wire pickup, by the way.
And yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Wyatt, for not picking him up earlier in the season because you didn't participate in the waiver wire. So go on. Just have a little respect for where you came from and who got you to where you were, Scott. That's all I'm saying. Don't be ashamed
of
it. I got
where I am.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere. I am not in the playoffs. I'm playing in the consolation bracket. And let me just – I want to share with you my starting lineup for tomorrow. Okay, so it's going to be Tim Tebow, right? It's going to be Aaron Hernandez, Ray Rice, and Adrian Peterson. That's my starting lineup. Because I don't care.
Wow.
Stacy?
What?
What's your problem today?
That would be, I would have to find you and drop your draft position if you started Tim Tebow.
Oh, please. Come on. It's a consolation one. I mean, so I beat Travis this week. Whoopee.
Yeah, and you're playing for a trophy. You're playing for
what
the
trophy? The
golden,
plunger?
The golden plunger.
I should be in the playoffs right now if it wasn't for all this business with you as the league commissioner. That's all I'm going
to. Oh, yes.
Oh. How is that?
I just think that you're, as commissioner, you just kind of meddle. You meddle in everything. That's all.
How? You got to give me a specific example.
Let's get it out.
Specific example. I don't know. The entire league was ready to toss a couple of members, and then you jumped in at the last second and said no.
Yes.
That's nothing but 2020 hindsight. Leadership, with great leadership comes decision-making. Stop, you bunch of hens.
Oh my goodness.
My God. You guys in your ruling from on high and questioning every decision and Jesus God. And you know what? Then Aaron is the benefactor of all of these decisions and should be thanking Stacy for all of his great decisions that he's made because they allowed him to be in the number one position. You guys are not as on the same side as you should be.
You're completely blind to how the commissioner rules with an iron fist here. I'm telling you, y'all need to wake up.
If you think Scott, listen, Scott, I love you, but if you think Scott is intelligent enough to rule with an iron fist, you guys are out of your mind. He cannot think two steps ahead. There's no way he can think two steps ahead. So that's all. Didn't mean to bash you, Scott. Sorry, love you.
Love you. And I did not, there was never an instance where anybody failed to start a player. That's kind of the cardinal sin. It was weak waiver wire activity and or they didn't like the trades that were being accepted, which were ultimately vetoed because there was always that mechanism in place in which to stop bad trades. So again, not ground.
Okay, wait. Stop right there. Pause. I'm sorry. Since you are getting rid of the weak element of it, are you getting rid of the veto in the league as well?
Oh, God, no. That's
for next season. Why should you have to have a veto option for grown men that know what they're doing in the fantasy football league?
Preach it. Preach it, homeless guy.
Because you know what, Scott? If you go through and you collude and have a terrible trade with somebody that ends up screwing Scott this week, Scott C and I might get together and say, "Hey, let's trade some players this week," and then I'll trade them back to you because Scott's doing the same thing we got to do. I don't think it's going to turn into that. I think it's just you get rid of the people that are idiots, and you don't have to worry about vetoes.
Well, then people wouldn't veto it.
I didn't veto one trade this year. I did because of what happened last year. I did not veto one trade. I did not. I voted for every single trade to go through, no matter how terrible.
Wow.
So you enforcing that we have to have vetoes? You can't force me to veto it anyway.
I'll go on record if he keeps the veto next year, I will not veto a single trade.
There's no reasoning behind it. If you want to have little coups and different sects and this and that, then that'll go happen. But, I mean, it's better than – just get rid of the weak players. Get rid of the people that can't make their own decisions that you just have in here so you can take advantage of them. Just get rid of them, and then we won't have to worry about it.
That's exactly it. But that's what's happening at the end of the season. And then next year, you're right. We probably won't need vetoes unless – you know, Grandpa Phil has a stroke and we start taking advantage of him or something like that.
So you're assuming Grandpa Phil will become the weakest link next year. That's your assumption.
I agree with that one.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
Aaron, what?
I agree with Grandpa Phil being the weakest link next year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One of those first to worst situations. You think that's going to happen?
No, I'll remain worse. Don't worry about that. I'm just glad the teapot's out of the house. That's all. It's being packed and shipped as we speak.
Excellent.
So, Stacy, the teapot's coming to you. The clacker's going to come on up to you. So, no, we can't send the clacker till we know who the winner is, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it might stay here.
It will stay here.
And we've had Grandpa Phil bless it with chicken blood and feathers. And
wait a minute. You started off this podcast with saying I was winning the clacker. So what's up there?
Well, you have a compelling argument that, your team kind of sucks now.
Yeah.
I mean, if Peyton Manning comes back with a running play, you're pretty much dead.
Well, as opposed to your normal way of picking things, which is your magic eight ball, or Keith.
Keith, let me just make something perfectly clear. I have no idea what I'm doing in fantasy football. Okay, if that was not evident enough before now, that is the case. Just so you know,
that is shocking to me to find that out. That is absolutely shocking.
Look, I had the number one waiver wire pick one week, and I grabbed a defense. I mean, come on.
Well, you know what? You put out the podcast. You try to talk intelligently. I guess that's where Aaron gets it from. And, you know, you have all this, like, this show should just be called Pure Chutzpah or something similar to that. I think we'd get more listeners that would be confused and not know what it's about. So we would get a lot of accidental listeners. And I think it describes you. And I think that should be your team name and no changes. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean,
No changes
whatsoever. I mean, clearly, I don't even know how to pronounce half the players' names. I mean, I called them Jockey Bell for the first half of the season, right?
Oh, you know what, dude? And I think that's fantastic. I kept thinking when you were saying Jockey Bell, I was thinking Chaka from Land of the Lost. And so I kept thinking you were saying Chaka Bell. And then I was thinking Chaka Khan. From Chaka Bell, and I was like, this guy's just genius. He's in my head. He knows what's going on, but it's actually because you didn't know anything about fantasy football. I was like, he can tie several genres together and different decades and all with a football player. So, but no, you just don't know what you're talking about.
It's all a myth, man. I have no idea what's going on.
You do a great job with smoke and mirrors, dude. You get my $5 to come see it again. That's good.
You know, I just proved that you don't have to be intelligent to host any type of a broadcast. I mean, you just, you know, that's all there is to it. So all those great broadcasters out there, they're just a bunch of idiots.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
And I also want to go on record and say Matthew Berry has no idea what he's doing.
God, no.
Well, you know what, though? Welcome to the party, late. Matthew Berry has several times claimed that Matthew Berry doesn't know what's going on out there. So, stop. Next topic. Hope you weren't spending too much time on that, because you know what? Once again, I've gone off on this. Last week, Bell had a monster week, right? Just tore the cover off the ball. They had one touchdown that they went, they threw to Heath Miller or whoever it was, but Bell actually had a receiving touchdown. If they would have stopped, reviewed it, they would have called it a touchdown. He would have had 48 points instead of 41. Now, does it make me smarter to play him at 41 points than 48 points? And also, if he would have had 10 points and they went back and called that, and I had 16 points instead of 10, does that make it a good pickup, but because they didn't go for it and make the correct call? There's too much that goes into this, so leave Matt Berry alone.
I'm sorry, are you still talking?
Stephanie Bell has a big forehead.
You know what, dude? It's like I said the other day. When I talk to you guys, you got to leave logic out of it.
It's all gut. It's all intuition, just like how Aaron takes his SATs.
Yep.
It's all go by the gut, man.
Go by the gut.
His whole future hangs on, hey, Aaron, what was your strategy? I just went with my gut.
Yep. Third time's the charm, go for the gut. It got me to first place in the playoffs. I'm learning to stick with it.
Aaron, here's the thing. If you can't get anywhere, if you can't get into a good school or whatever, just go into broadcasting.
Oh, I probably will.
Probably make a good living. You do better. Your picks were better than Matthew. By the way, guys, I know you didn't like Rayman's picks, and I know, Scott, I know, Stacey, I know your argument that the players are pretty much stratified after you get past five, but I've been keeping track, and he's got an 82% accuracy ratio, so the top five he picks every week, 82% of the time, he's right.
Wait. What does 82% accuracy mean?
He picks five players for each slot, and then when I go back and I look at the top five for that week, 82% of the time, he's picked the right top five.
82% of the time, all of those players are in the top five?
Each week, yes. 82%.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You are absolutely out of your mind.
82% of the time, he is accurate.
82% of the time, one of those five might be in the top five. Not all of them. Maybe one of them.
Well, go back and do the math then, buddy.
Oh, I will do the math, dude. Come on. And by the way, Aaron doesn't have to worry if he can't get into a college. He can take over the family podcast and be fine.
So. Right. He doesn't have that silky smooth radio voice.
We're working on it. He's 18 now. He'll get that voice worked on. So it's fine.
His boyfriend.
His ball should drop any day now.
Hey. Shut up.
What? You're 18 now. I can say whatever I want to you. I've been looking forward to this day forever.
So I can say the same thing and I want to say to you, too.
Honor thy mother and thy father.
Yeah.
I'm 18.
That goes all the way to the day you die, buddy. Honor me, son. I don't care how old you are.
Wow.
Quoting the Bible on a podcast, buddy.
Wow. Well, that's not how it sounded when you said it. It sounded more like Caligula. And I'm not even going to say that on this podcast. Honor me, son. I don't care how old you are. Honor your father.
All right. Hey, we got to wrap it up because we're running a little late on time here. So I'm going to just give Stacey just a couple minutes, man. It's your airtime. Say anything that's on your mind right now.
All right. This week, I think the winner of the championship comes out of the Aaron and Stacey game, and I think our game is going to come.
Ave Maria. Oh, sorry.
Aaron proving that his testicles have not, in fact, ascended at the age of 18.
Stacey, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I also think it's going to come down to the wide receivers that were each playing, and Keenan Allen and the other bag of bums that he's got going. I don't know. I think Aaron's luck is going to come up. I think he's done. I think this is a revenge game because I got my ass kicked first round of the playoffs last year by Aaron. He beat me 182 to like 70. It was horrible. And this is my rematch, and this is my revenge, and it's going to be, I think I'm going to win handily, And I think Pence wins as well in a close matchup. And then it's a homeless guy, or homeless Holster, and Messiah in the championship.
Really? Homeless guy against the Messiah?
Yes, sir.
The Messiah. That's the most bogus crap I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but it's his spot. He can say anything that he wants. But you know, and just for the record, he lost so bad last year because he traded complete teams with you. I mean, we know that, right?
That's but he lost to my team.
Yeah, his team. My team. He lost to his team.
No, he lost to my team.
He lost to his team because he gave you.
Wasn't it under my name?
Yeah, but it was my still, team. It started out. It's
so
just, anyways,
that makes it.
All right,
team.
Keith, the homeless guy. You got anything you want to close with?
82%. You understand, Scott, if you pick five guys, five quarterbacks, you're telling me that four out of those five are in the top five. Only one of those is an outlier. No Tony Romo. You're telling me last week, you're telling me he didn't pick Manning at some point in the top five. There, man, he's at 80.
Last week.
He's at 80% right then. You mean, and look, you're talking about a sample size of five versus Matt Berry's, what, 215 that he ranks? How can you do that? Plus, Aaron just picks the top guys over and over again. Aaron, you do a great job. You're there, but you sure as don't pick 82% on your five picks per position. You can't even believe that, or you don't understand the basics of math and statistics. There's no way. You know what? Here's the deal. You tell me that you got a 210 on the math portion of the SATs. Scott, you come back and tell me that you're proud of him because you scored a 150 on math, and then I will let you guys believe 100% that you pick 82%.
Yeah.
Here's something scary.
That's what I have to say.
What you gonna do? Business decisions for an $8 billion company. Does that make you nervous?
Oh, my God, dude. And you know what? What do you think? Hey, what do you think of the last five presidents we picked? Do you think they're the smartest, brightest, most intelligent men on the face of the planet? Dude, this is millions of people voted for this person. You only had to do a con job on one HR person. So
yeah.
I fully believe it. I fully believe that, Scott. I believe that you deserve everything you get out of life. But I guarantee they do not leave you in charge of statistics. There's no way that statistics has anything to do with your job.
All I'm going to say is I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing in anything. That just for the record, I am a sales guy extraordinaire. I can sell my way through anything.
Yeah, Scott, I'm a self-employed sales guy because I'm not even employable except for myself. And most days, I don't want me to work for me. So.
All right, Aaron, any closing thoughts for the commissioner and for the homeless guy?
Oh, my gosh. That they will lose. Stacy sucks. And his team is outrageously over, what's the word I'm looking for?
Inflated.
Yeah, his team is inflated. And, like, the team he has now is just not going to get him far.
That's it.
Oh, I'm already in the playoffs.
Hold on, Stacy. It's his minute.
Well, a freaking blind squirrel can find a nut every now and then.
Amen.
You can make the playoffs anyway. My dad almost made the playoffs. Look at that.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I almost made it.
Look at that. See? Anybody can make the playoffs. And talk about Mr. Pence, the homeless guy. He is the funniest person I know. The guy, he's awesome.
Yay!
But this guy cannot shoot.
Money don't pay the bills.
The barn. I think Phil beats Pence, I beat Stacy, and I beat Phil because Phil's voodoo don't work on me.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. You guys suck.
All right. Well, all I'm going to say, it's my turn to have a few closing remarks, and I just want to let you know that, Stacy, I hold you absolutely no regard. And, Keith, I do think you're a great guy, but after this podcast, I kind of think you're a bit of a jerk. It's just a thought. That's all.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think you're a bit of a jerk. Like, did you do the teacup when you did that? Did your hand come up to your hip and go, you're a jerk?
Actually, my pinky is in the air. So, yeah. I'm a class act, buddy.
Well, I do apologize since I'm only allowed to come on twice a year, and God knows why you had me back on again. Shame on you.
Please,
No
apologies, by the way. No apologies.
Shame on you. No, I wasn't going to apologize. I was going to say, I feel really bad, and I'm kind of worried about Aaron's emotional development, if that upsets you. That, like, what he's growing up around, I think maybe we need to send DB Jeff down there, or, Wyatt. I think Wyatt is a great example for young and talented Aaron. That maybe you should hang out with Wyatt more and learn how to stick through the tough times with your gut. Wyatt's gut said bail. I'm gonna bail on it.
You're a jerk. I'm out of here. Taking my playground ball and leaving. Aaron, you gonna go? Want to go live with Wyatt?
Heck no.
Okay, good. All right, guys.
Wyatt.
It's time to wrap it up.
You ask him like you're being sincere, like Wyatt, like you have a decision to make, or Aaron, you have a decision to make. Do you want to stay here with me and mommy, or do you want to go live with Wyatt?
Son, we need to talk.
It isn't working out. You're going to Wyatt or Scott, either Uncle Scott. One of those two, it's done.
Or you can go live in a cardboard box with Keith. One or the other.
Absolutely.
I vote for that one.
I got to tell you, he's 18 now. I'm no longer legally obligated to do really anything.
Yeah, I can emancipate myself.
You go right ahead. Please do.
I don't want to.
Yeah, not too good here, buddy. All right, we got to wrap it up, guys. I want to thank you guys for being here on the podcast for this week and entertaining us. Can we all do a chorus of Ave Maria together? Would that be acceptable? Can
Ave Maria.
Hey, that was great.
Christian podcast confirmation with brother.
Guys, thanks so much for being here. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, have a good one. Good luck. Bye.
Take care. Well, all right, everybody, that's going to pretty much wrap it up for the podcast this week. We want to thank the Commissioner Stacy, homeless guy Keith for being with us, as well as the surprise appearance by the real Grandpa Phil. Also want to extend my thanks to the lovely and talented Aaron for being with us. You'll notice there's no Rayman's Picks this week because we're coming out with the podcast late, and quite honestly, what's the point? He did pick Drew Brees as number one. We'll just have to see how that plays out. Anyways, everyone, want to let you know you can follow us on Twitter at BigATDs, all one word, BigATDSSS. And, of course, you can find us on the Apple iTunes podcast application by searching for three words, BigANTDs, TDSSS, and as well on Podomatic. Well, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for us. Appreciate everybody's time. Appreciate everyone being here. Thanks to DB Jeff for the Sports Minute. We like to tease, we like to kid, but you know, the beautiful thing about fantasy football is really not fantasy football itself, but all the stuff that happens in between. And to be quite honest with you, two of the guys in this league I've never actually met in person, but hold them both in very high regard. And you're catching me at a weak moment, so I normally wouldn't say such a thing, but, you know, just want to let them know. I still don't have much regard for Stacy, but, don't tell him that. Everybody, we'll catch you next week. Two more weeks until we're done. And that'll wrap up the Big ATDs podcast for this season. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.